MAGA supporters regret voting for Trump after husband detained by ICE. Sandra Hofreyou, a 53-year-old New Jersey resident, says her life was ruined after her husband, Abdelatif Hofreyou, 60, was detained by ICE despite having no criminal record. The Moroccan-born man, who immigrated to the U.S. at 22, was arrested in August 2025 at Newark Liberty International Airport while the couple prepared to board a flight for a vacation. Plainclothes ICE agents handcuffed him, citing his unclear status, and transported him to detention without explanation. Abdelatif spent over 3 months in ICE custody, was moved between facilities in Louisiana and Arizona, and endured 10 days in solitary confinement after refusing to sign deportation documents. He was released on $15,000 bond in late November 2025, but remains under house arrest with an ankle monitor, cannot work, and must regularly check in with ICE. His Moroccan passport is held by federal authorities as he awaits immigration proceedings. The couple has spent over $50,000 on legal fees and launched a GoFundMe to cover mounting costs. Lawyers explained his case reflects a broader issue of long-term U.S. residents being detained over old or erroneous removal orders, often tied to paperwork mistakes or missed court dates. ICE data shows over 70,800 people have been detained since December, with only a fraction having criminal records. Sandra Hofreyou, once a staunch Trump supporter who attended rallies and voted for him in the last three elections, now regrets her support, condemning the former president for targeting people like her husband despite promises to focus on the worst of the worst.